This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Ticket to Ride, the show that takes you places while you remain firmly in your seat on BFM 89.9. I'm your host, Azura Rahman, and this week's traveller, Bonnie Yap, takes us to photograph the penguins of South Georgia in Antarctica. Stay tuned till the end of the show, where we then take you through some tips and deals for you to plan your next holiday. Travelling to one of the most remote spots on Earth to watch penguins in their habitat is possibly an item featured on many a bucket list, but one that's perhaps least likely to get ticked off. The expense and careful planning required is enough to put a halt to such snowy aspirations, but our guest this week made it a personal mission to realise that dream. Having made the journey to the Arctic to photograph polar bears, Bonnie Yap completed the incredible feat of also visiting the Antarctic to meet the penguins of South Georgia.
I was in Arctic from 2013. I wanted to take some photos that is not my regular works that I'm doing right now in Malaysia. But I started to love the Mother Nature kind of photography. But I started to think, why not to have a try and meet up some international photographer. I decided, since I've been to the North, I wanted to go to the South. So South Penguin Never Map, I met them.
So how does one prepare for such a trip? Bonnie shares some of her insights, and it includes careful packing plus plenty of exercise.
You know, you have many layers. On the ship, we actually can wash laundry. So you basically have your outer layer, your raincoat, your waterproof coat, and your inside. You have to have many layers. But it's not that cold. It's only very chilly. The boots is provided by the ship. You have to carry a tons of equipment if you're a photographer. So you need to carry that kind of equipment, so you really have to have a little bit of workout.
There are many different ways to make your way down to the Antarctic, with the most common route taking you to Argentina via Buenos Aires, then down to Ushuaia, the world's most southernmost city. Ushuaia, set in the Tierra del Fuego with a dramatic backdrop of the Andes, is worth a stopover in itself to see the local Magellanic penguins for one. But if you're in a hurry or on a tight budget, you could take after Bonnie's example instead.
Because I'm buying the most cheapest tickets to travel. So I travel four transit, if I'm not mistaken, and stay one night and 8 hours at the airport. Then after that, transit for 8 hours and then move to Santiago and then I sleep one night. Then after that, I travel down again to Porto Arenas, that another night staying there. Then take a flight to Falkland Island, which is 1 week once. You really have to book this flight very early. Once the airline open their ticket sales, you have to start to actually book right immediately. If not, whatever trip that you have been booked, you miss this flight, you will totally miss the whole entire thing. Or you miss this flight, you want to book 1 week earlier, then you will stay in Falkland for a week. Then only you can continue your journey. It's only one airline in that particular area.
In this part of the world, every stopover is worthy of a lengthy visit, and the Falkland Islands is one. The islands were bitterly fought for by the Brits and the Argentinians in the early 1980s and is today a self-governing British overseas territory, complete with familiar red telephone boxes and even double-decker buses dotting its capital, Stanley. However, it's more than just colourful wooden houses and dramatic landscapes. You can also spot the elusive commoners and Peel's dolphins right here. It is from this point that Bonnie made her journey by boat to see the penguins of South Georgia.
South Georgia is like 3.5 days or 3 days to reach South Georgia. It's 3 days seasick, you're doing nothing in the ship, sleep, eat, sleep, eat. So basically, no activity there, but we do still have like photographer talk, like seminar, movie, They give you like breakfast, lunch, and all follow, we call it ship time. So the ship time is not basically like what your Malaysian time or whatever country is like. So they will fix a ship time, which is follow what the ship is. So they have morning breakfast, lunch, and everything.
Mm-hmm. If you were to look for South Georgia on a globe, you wouldn't see more than a speck of islands right at the bottom. Apart from being the home of the king penguins, South Georgia also shares the honour of being the place of final rest for the famed polar explorer Ernest Shackleton. It was where he sought help when his ship Endurance was crushed by ice and was where he fittingly drew his last breath during a later expedition in 1922 and was buried in a whaler cemetery there. Today, the island remains uninhabited, apart from a small band of British Antarctic Survey scientists and, of course, the penguins. Bonnie shares her experience of retracing the footsteps of Shackleton.
We get up in middle of the morning, like middle of the night or 2 a.m. I mean, the morning calls at 1:30 and they will give you, you know, alerts to tell you that we're going to go down at 2:30, and that is for the sunrise photography. Depends on the weather, whether you can actually land it on the islands or not. Also, it's current, it's dangerous. So you have to get down from the ship. They will move you to a Zodiac, which is like a rubber boat kind of thing. So when they park at the islands, we landed and they will tell you, okay, now is this hour. You have 4 hours or 5 hours. We will pick you up at one. They will do pre-briefing to tell you how to take care of the animals, not to be so close, you know. Careful about the elephant seal. The male elephant seal is 8,000 kg. So they turn, bam, on you or body, you just gone 8,000 kg. So just have to be aware of what happened next to you and also the fur seal. They're curious because if you run, they will chase after you. So what they do is just go slowly. So that's what the guide would tell us.
Thanks to its remote location, South Georgia actually has no native land mammals apart from the rats, mice and reindeer, which were brought over by man. It is and always has been a landing point for seals and whales in its surrounding waters. Of course, you then have the colony of king, gentoo, macaroni and chinstrap penguins that number in the tens of thousands.
In South Georgia, you basically can walk the whole island yourself. You can go where you want to sleep, where you want, you know, crawl with the penguin and the seal. The baby seal are come to you. They just crawl and crawl on your body. They're very friendly. Even the penguin, you don't go close to them. They will just walk away from you. But to see how's the behavior of the penguin is lovely. After we get up to the ship and we have our lunch, the ship will move to another bay and then they will stop. In total, the whole island, we actually have 16 land on this island. 60 hours on the ground. They said this is a record for them. Because sometimes 7 days, they only have 2 land because of the current. We are very lucky and unlucky also. The weather is too beautiful, too nice. We don't have dramatic shots.
Meeting the penguins for the first time can be an overwhelming experience and, as Bonnie discovered, rather aromatic.
I saw 4 types of penguin and I saw 2 seals. One is fur seal, one is elephant seal. But of course, all the chick as well, all the baby elephant seals and all that. I also saw king penguin chick. Yeah, mm-hmm. They are brown color. They are fur. They have not protected by water, so they cannot go into the sea. They take them a year to change to adult penguin. Then only they can go into the water. It's actually very smelly. Someone is actually asking me, I don't know how you're going to do that. It's actually very smelly. When the weather is hot, you actually smell more. I cover all my nose and everything. I smell myself, hey, come on, you have to take this for more days, you know. First day, I don't smell it because a lot of snow. So it's cold, you don't smell it.
Even if you're not a photography buff, chances are that you would want to come away from meeting the penguins with a few decent shots. Bonnie shares her tips in getting the best out of your time with the penguins, and it involves getting up close and personal, with respect, of course.
You walk to the penguin, they slowly will walk away. The photographer leader will always say, do not scare them. So you actually don't clap hand, don't throw stone. You will make them panic, they will die. You have to respect them. Remember, this island is not yours. You are a visitor. So you visit them. So this is their territory, do not disturb them. So this is a very good way of photography, whether, you know, respect the animal first before you actually force yourself to get that shot and abuse the animals is actually terrible.
Perhaps one of the most surprising things about the Antarctic is that it's not simply dominated by ice and floating icebergs, although there's still plenty of that. The green mossy slopes, blue skies and monochrome bumbling of the penguins provide plenty of colour for this part of the world. When you reflect that a century ago, such a journey would have taken a few years with the possibility of not coming back alive, the fact that Bonnie took less than a week seems downright miraculous. It is truly a special little corner of the earth, and Bonnie shares her final thoughts on preserving it as it is.
Basically, about 10 to 20 people staying there, all from British government are actually staying there. But during winter, they only probably have like 5 to 10 people staying there. Basically, the whole island, no one stay there, only animals. They doesn't want us to contaminate the island, so we are not allowed to bring anything into the island. Even our jacket, we have to vacuum all the pockets to take out all the dirt. So before we actually have first landed in the islands, it's very important because you really don't know what you have in your jacket and your pocket. But some really, when they vacuum out, they take the whole thing, they put the plastic bag and show us what's in your pockets. We are not allowed to eat there as well on the island. You have to understand, but you don't break the rules. You have to really take care of the islands. You have to take care of the animals.
And that was photographer Bonnie Yap with her trip to South Georgia in the Antarctic. Don't forget to log on to our Facebook page on Ticket to Ride BFM 89.9 or follow us on Instagram on BFM Radio for a more visual guide of her trip. After the break, we'll be going through some tips and deals for your next holiday. But before that, here's a contemplative tune for your playlist. It's Enigma with Return to Innocence on Ticket to Ride BFM 89.9. Ticket to Ride, and I'm Azura Rahman with your travel tip. A trip to majestic, remote Antarctica is truly the journey of a lifetime with its calving icebergs, whales, deep-diving seals, and cavorting penguins. December and January are traditionally the most popular time to visit the Antarctic Peninsula when daylight lasts the longest and temperatures are most comfortable. The absence of a commercial airport makes the only way to travel to Antarctica is by cruise ship. Those who are seasick prone or with poor health are discouraged from going as it can get particularly rough along the infamous Drake Passage. Despite the cold climate, it's best not to be overdressed. Instead, you should aim for quality of clothing over quantity and make sure your jacket is windproof, waterproof and comfortable. The secret to warmth is wearing layers rather than a thick single layer outfit, and it makes it easier for you to put on or take off clothing as the temperature changes. And now we have Adeline Chung with her best travel deals for you.
Antarctica is the last untouched continent, making it a desirable destination for the intrepid traveller. Now, it has no indigenous people, no politics and no economy. Yet, it covers almost 10% of the Earth's surface, making it 1.5 times the size of the United States. Now, for our first deal of the week, this 11 days Antarctic Explorer package takes you over the Drake Passage to discover incredible wildlife and landscapes at the foot of the world. Now, prices start from 44,000 ringgit per person. This tour highlights include discovering wildlife, glaciers and other natural wonders up close and visiting a penguin colony in Orne Harbour. Now for more info, you can log on to www.gowaycom. That's G-O-W-A-Y.com. Our second deal of the week allows you to immerse yourself in the vast wilderness and spectacular and dramatic wonders of the icy continent of Antarctica. Now, prices start from 70,000 ringgit for two people. Now, this package includes cruising past glittering icebergs and white mountains, accompanied by whales, seals, penguins, and the famed wandering albatross. You can also discover the unique culture and traditions of the local Mapuche people at the Huelo Huelo Reserve and visiting some of the most magnificent spots in the White Continent, including Livingston Island, Port LaCroix, Peterman Island, Paradise Bay, Cooverville Island and Deception Island. For more info, you can log on to www.coxandkingsusa.com. That's C-O-X-A-N-D-K-I-N-G-S-U-S-A.com. for our final deal of the week in this 9-day adventure. Experience everything that this unbelievable continent has to offer, from the company of penguins and seals to the stark beauty of its icebergs and glaciers. Prices start from 44,000 ringgit per person. Now, this tour includes exploring remote outposts on King George Island and taking zodiac rides to seek out all kinds of wildlife, including seals, penguins, whales, as well as birds. Now, for more info about this tour, you can log on to www.intrepidtravel.com. That's intrepidtravel.com.
And that's our show for this week. If you'd like to get more details on our guest trip, or if you have any suggestions yourself, log on to Facebook and like the Ticket to Ride BFM 89.9 page, or follow us on Instagram on BFM Radio. Now, here's another great tune for your travel playlist. It's Enya with Only Time. This is Ticket to Ride with Azura Rahman on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.